It is happening indeed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at this. I'm turning the ship. Oh, this is so. It's gonna be so hot.
We're recording now, aren't we?
Yeah, we started rolling.
Shit. Oh, man. Okay, this is like. I just turned this chili, like habanero, like maroon. I'm gonna shit my pants immediately.
Welcome to episode 25 of Nick and Matt's Infinite Shit List. I'm Matt.
I'm Nick.
I'm Will.
Will's making a face eye.
Better open that Foster's.
Yeah.
Yep.
The boys are having some chili that I made, and Will decided to take the heat test and dump some extreme hot sauce into his chili. And I know we normally describe what the first taste of the booze is like, but why don't you tell us what you're feeling, what you're going through right now, Will?
It's like a panic. Oh. Yep, that's hot.
Yeah.
Woo! Goddamn, wild as hell.
Well, to wash it down, we've got today's booze. Not like a bargain basement, but it was one that we've not done. And it does come in a ridiculous size container.
The top of this is really dirty.
It's from Australia.
It's from Australia.
Everything's differently
dirty. I'm going to have to go rinse this.
Really?
There's like a dog hair in it. Oh, shit. And it's probably not even your dog.
Probably not even my
dog.
The
old dog hair.
But we're drinking Foster's. Cheers to...
G'day.
Will doesn't care. He's helping some of the dog hair and grit from the top of the can. Helps kill the heat of the chili a little bit.
We need something to cut it with.
Excellent.
Oh, man.
Cut the chili with the Foster's.
Yeah.
I think between this hangover and this chili, I'm going to throw up.
Do you want a can? Or a pot for possibly fill up in?
No way. I'll just run outside.
Okay. All right. Very
good. Off the front porch.
Yeah. Back porch, please. I do have neighbors.
Okay.
It is 1:30 in the afternoon. And then this weird dude just came out and projectile vomited.
Like maroon beer spray everywhere.
It's at least 25 feet to the street, and he got to the other side of the street.
On the porch. Pretty much a javelin of vomit.
Yes. So all this talk about vomit has excited my dog. He's coming over here thinking that maybe he's going to get a little secondhand treat later on. All right. Very nice. Episode 25, gentlemen.
Huh?
We did it. We made it.
We made it to 25. Didn't we do the same speech when we made it to 20?
Yeah.
Episode 20, we made it to 20.
I think we made the same speech at 10.
I think so, too.
It's only taken 3 years to get to 25 episodes.
I mean, that's a decent clip.
But here we are with our regular returning co-host. You're kind of our Joan Rivers of the classic Tonight Show. Mr. Will Pepple is here with us.
Yep.
Now, we normally tell tour stories and what have you, but we originally were going to do this yesterday, but Will got into town a little bit late.
Yeah.
But you were kind of back on my periphery. I knew that you were in town. I knew things were happening. So I was paying a little bit more attention to your Twitter and Facebook status updates. Okay. And it seems like you guys had a time last night.
We went out. We started drinking at around 4.
We did some stuff.
Okay.
And then we went to the moves, the night moves. I was working on them.
Mm-hmm. What time was this?
The first trip was at 9.
Yeah. First trip. Yeah. Oh, okay. First trip was at 9. Sure.
Then we revisited night moves at around, 12:30?
Probably about 12:30 or 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's just talk about the first visit. How much money was spent? How long were you there at the 9 o'clock hour?
We were probably there for like 2 hours at that point.
A lot of money. I started off with about $220, I think.
Okay.
I did the accounting this morning, and I have about $30 left.
Okay.
And so,
but that counts for like... You know, the time at the Atlas and, you know, other things, too.
Oh, yeah. So many, but, yeah, it was a good amount of money. It was just buying everyone lap dances. I don't know what I was doing.
All right, so who all went with you? It was the two of you?
And then... fucking...
The first time was the two of us and then Dagan and Michael Grady.
Yeah.
The first time?
Yeah. Okay. The second time was just the two of us.
Nothing sad about that at all.
Nope.
Pretty much.
And the second time we were on our way back to Adam and Sarah's to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like we had determined, gotta go back, gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
And we started that way, and we just kind of passed Adam and Sarah's.
Yeah. Night Moves is actually past their house. It's farther south.
we were in the bend, and I was like, let's go to Night Moves. Let's go to Night Moves.
Just keep going.
So we went back to Night Moves.
It didn't take a lot of convincing.
Went back to Night Moves, got in. There were probably less cars there than when we were there earlier. We walk in and it's...
The girls were very happy to see us. They were like, oh, you're back. Awesome. It's like, we haven't been making any money while you were gone.
We definitely had, like, there was a sister combo going on, and one was, like, first night on stage. And
it was they were sisters. One who'd been stripping for 3 months, and then her sister decided to get into the game.
Her older sister, who can't find the father of her child, needs to. This is like a Guns N' Roses video.
did you just figure all that out through her interpretive dance, or?
No, she was open with that information.
Okay, she wasn't dancing to like some song that was specifically letting you know.
Yeah,
like Cats in the Cradle. She wasn't dancing to that.
It was clearly her first night. She tripped in her heels like 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like she hit the floor like hard once. Yeah. Like,
nice.
Couldn't stand in the heels very well. She really only had one move, which was just sort of
to
sway
cry.
Yeah, her inaugural lap dance was received by Dagan. Will sent the both of us over there with the sisters, but I got the experienced one who was doing wild shit, man.
Unreal.
She at one point was like, okay, put your legs right here, and she like stood back and she did this like running like somersault, like her hands hit my knees, and she like flipped up and her crotch just landed right in my face.
So it was clearly.
And her sister was just sitting on Dagan's lap, just watching. Like,
everyone is in awe. Yeah. It was like.
So the sister that you got is clearly her second night.
She learned all the moves.
It's a steep curve. It's a sharp curve there. So she did a running like flip.
Like a handspring.
Yeah. I think I've seen Tony Jaa do that in a few movies. Did she start elbowing you into the top part of your head?
Yeah, basically instead of like. Twisting her thighs and snapping my neck, she just started grinding her pussy on my head. Yeah. So that was cool.
That was cool.
So, how was breakfast with the sisters? Did you guys go classy? Did you go Denny's? Or
took them to Wee Willie's.
Wee Willie's, nice. Right next door. Yeah. It's good for them.
So you'll get used to eating here. What? Dog. What up, dog? All right.
He loves a good strip club story, the dog.
Yeah.
See, yeah, no, that was my first night back. It's like, we kind of just, like, I had to get out of my system. I haven't been in Bloomington. Fuck, man. When was the last time I was here? It was probably the last... It was the last time when we did the double header, I think. When we did...
Has it been that long?
I think it's been a long time. 9 months.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
Oh, holy hell.
Yeah, yeah.
What was wrong with me?
I don't know. You've been a busy man. You came back to Bloomington from Brazil, right?
Yeah, we... instantly flew, we went down with Matt and Kim, me and James Dean, who I think was on your last one.
Mm-hmm.
Funny young man.
Yep.
Came in, we basically flew in from Brazil, got in at 6:30 in the morning, did 4 hours of, like, shipping shit, putting stuff into storage, and then started drinking at noon. And we drank...
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. 12 hours, got up, I almost missed my flight, got here, instantly started drinking.
Excellent.
I'm on a hell of a tear.
There you go.
Yeah.
And how long are you going to be in town for?
To be
exactly
determined.
One day too long. I will wear out my welcome and leave the next day. That's right. So
we don't know how long that'll be.
I'm assuming
though.
Anywhere between 1 and 6 days. Plus one.
Excellent. Let's see. Now, Nick, you've been going back and forth between here and Fort Wayne. You did a quick run with Murder by Death, a little weekender out to our friend Jackie Becker's.
Yeah, that was a good time.
For those of the listening to the podcast that don't know, Jackie Becker is a rock promoter, actually probably the preeminent rock promoter in the Midwest, and she was having an anniversary for her production company, Up to 11 Productions, on 11/11/11. And my only question is, did she rip your t-shirt? Because she's known for ripping people's shirts. Usually girls... But
she actually didn't rip my shirt. She did unbutton the shirt that I had several times. Yeah. She would walk by and just be like, oh, no, you need another one of these. Like,
See, she's getting more respectful here.
Yeah. To the point where, you know, I was down to, like, you know, two buttons buttoned. Like, my chest was just there.
All right.
You know, hey, man.
Yeah. Now,
and I spent the rest of the time hitting on her interns.
I see. Been how, there. How did that go?
There was one that was going very well the night of the show. And actually, everybody was like, Nick, I think you got this. And then some dude who I assume to be an ex-boyfriend of hers most definitely laid down the thick cock blockage. Like,
no, wait, the thick cock blockage?
Yeah. Like, invited himself to go get pizza with us, like, after the show. Yeah, or, like, we were going to go across the street and get, like, a couple slices. And then she was, like, way too drunk to drive home, so she was just going to walk back to Jackie's with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude just sort of, like, clung. Yeah, he was just like in there and like basically at every opportunity tried to stand between me and her.
Are you sure he's blocking? He wasn't just trying to like get in there.
Maybe he wanted us to Eiffel Tower him.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was trying to get with you.
Yeah.
It could be.
I mean, so well.
I was just way too drunk to even like put up a fight about it.
There's a time where you just give up and like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I just left and walked back to Jackie's alone and fell asleep on the couch and then woke up like an hour later when they all got back and partied more until like 5 o'clock.
Nice.
I've spent numerous times at like 5 o'clock in the morning at Jackie's place with like 30 kids and we're all like cooking. It's like, oh hey, let's go ahead and let's like make guacamole at like fucking like 5 a.m. no problem. Hey, we brought a cake from next door, let's do this.
Jackie's like a star in Lawrence. Like, I've never like been there for, you know, like multiple amounts of like a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there like the night before the show and we hung out and then like we spent a lot of time the next day and it's like we go around with her to like just walk into a restaurant and everybody's like, Jackie, what's up? Like, everybody knows her. It's just like giving her shit like all over the place. Like,
oh, she's fucking rad.
Love she's pretty lady. Awesome. She deserves it. She deserves it. You know, I have a similar tale. Back when I was a single man touring the road.
The road.
Is that you guys still call it the road? It's been a while. Do you have an update to that terminology?
You went fucking civilian on this.
I know. But I was out of... I want to say it was like a Jackie. It was a Jackie event, but I want to say that we were at Bill. What is Bill the photographer's name? Up in Iowa,
Bill Adams.
We were crashing at Bill Adams' place, and there was like a Jackie intern who was very cute, and I was like, ha ha, yeah, you know. And then our good friend Ben Bussell happened to also be there, and
he swept in.
He's a very handsome. Charming young man, and you know, good for him. I'm just saying, things worked out all right for me, so it's okay. But you know, but it was just like, we gotta get this kid off this tour.
He's stealing all of my action.
Get this guy fucking out of here!
Adam, I know you guys have been friends for ever, but he's been stealing money.
I caught him.
I caught him. Get him out of here.
He totally slid to 20 in his pocket. Yeah.
Oh fuck,
man! I made more tip money at a merch table than I ever made in Lawrence.
It's because the shirt was unbuttoned down to there.
No, it was probably it.
Yeah,
man, they're
guaranteed.
And probably because I didn't have to drive later, I was extra drunk, so I was extra like, just like, "What's up, guys? Yeah!" Like talking to people when they came up.
You were extra on Lawrence time.
Yeah, people were like, just like, "Here's $10," and I was like, "Fuck yeah!" Like,
here's $10, just shut up.
Go away.
Just give me the fucking shirt.
It's like, I've been here for 10 minutes. You're taking forever to give me a fucking shirt. Yeah. Yo, you can holler at him in Lawrence. Lawrence is, you can be a carny. They fucking love that shit.
Yeah. I was getting
carny drunk.
I was getting carny drunk. Yeah.
Well, we can all talk about Lawrence stories. Like, Will, you, did you go to college in Lawrence?
I grew up in Lawrence.
You grew up in Lawrence.
I grew up in Lawrence with college elsewhere. Right? But yeah,
you went to college in Springfield,
yeah.
Which is, we played the next night.
Oh, fuck.
Which is awesome.
The Outland Ballroom.
The Will Tour. Yeah. Nice. I used to work at the Outland Ballroom. Yeah. Fucking, I worked at all those places. Yeah, I grew up in Lawrence. I went to high school. Fucking left. Instantly. I can walk out my front door and see kind of where in high school, where I lived in high school with my parents, you know, home. I could see the campus of KU, like, kind of in the distance, and I was like, I cannot go to school here. Yeah. So I took the first college, literally the first college that accepted me was the one I went to.
Nice.
fucking went. I was like, fucking, I'm done. And then immediately got a job back in Lawrence and came back. It was awful. Right, well, it was great. It's a great place to grow up. Great place to visit on you know, holidays, but...
Yeah.
Man, I've never unpacked from that first move away from
Lawrence. Well, I was going to say, if you... You know, because Lawrence is like...
It's like Bloomington, kind of.
Well, but it has like such a history of like live music and rock and, you know, and it, because there's like... It has a strip of very small clubs that a lot of bands can come in and play, like, as they're coming up through the ranks. And then they have the Granada Theater, which is when they get a little bit bigger. It's just a really well-designed, which Bloomington, we've had clubs here and there hit and miss, but we've never had, like, the long-running sort of thing like they have in Lawrence. And so, but I'm just, like, I was just wondering if Will, particularly since you're from there, like, if you had, like, a tour story about, like, coming home and, like, you're like, you know, you're touring with like this hot band, and then like there's the girl that wouldn't talk to you in high school shows up, and you're like, oh, hey, man, Kim, yeah, I'm the TM.
You know, that's how it goes. You know, yeah. No, never really, because they still wouldn't talk. Any girls would never talk to me anyway. They're like, whatever. And then it's, and also it's like the routing in Lawrence is usually unfortunate, where it's like you're headed west. And yeah, so
you're like, going to Denver.
So you do like these like small drives, like it's like, you know, Iowa to Des Moines to Kansas City to Lawrence, whatever, or to Springfield. Then it's like you hit Lawrence and it's like you hit Denver the next day. And so it's like,
nope, 9 hours tomorrow.
Yeah, 9 hour drive. You guys know the kids, and so you know they're all blackout drunk in Lawrence. I'm semi blackout drunk. And so I drive to the hotel, wake up 3 hours later, and drive.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's pretty much, it's like, you know, Lawrence is Lawrence. I love seeing my parents. I love seeing Jackie and everyone that works there, but I don't go there a lot.
Yeah.
I've been run out of that town, pretty much. What I'm trying to say is, like, they've run me out.
You show up at, like, the jackpot, and they're just like, no, get him the fuck out of here.
You get the fuck out of here. You know, they bring out a baseball bat and hit the bar, and I'm like, all right, I got it. Don't remember me.
So you have permanent plus 1 day status in Lawrence.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Every day is the 1 day too long.
Now, see, I was thinking
Springfield too, man. I fucking run myself out of that town as well. St. Louis on the way, man. Here almost.
Let me ask
Trail you. Of Tears.
I was thinking it was Lawrence where this happened, but there was a story, maybe it was Austin, Texas, but where was the story? I'm just going to, like, there's the, you came back and you said, I, like, you had herpes on your hand, you took the girl out back.
What?
Yes! Alright. Fuck, I forgot about that story. Okay, yeah, so no, we were in Austin, and,
it was on the Hush Sound tour, because I stole that kid's, chaps that he would wear. Their merch guy had chaps, and I stole them and wore
their
them
merch guy
Austin.
Wore chaps.
Yeah, he was like this ridiculous clowny kind of kid. I mean, he's like a nice guy.
Yeah,
but he would wear chaps at the merch table as and a little get up, and he would come out on stage for one song of the Hush Sound. And I stole them at the end of the night when we're loading up merch. I just grabbed them and put them on and went walking around Austin drinking.
Oh, damn.
And then, but meanwhile, Will is having his own adventures.
Well, we went to like Beerland, and we were it's like an off day, and so okay. Oh goddamn! Let me remember this. It was an off day in Austin, which is always a best worst idea ever. We do that. Okay, we're there. We're all getting piss drunk, like bum drunk, and I end up meeting
bum drunk.
A girl at this bar, and. She's like, we start making out at this bar, and I'm like, okay, well, that's rad. And I was like, and I'm just like, hey, let's go into this alley and see what happens. So I was like, kind of like, not very slick about it. I mean, and she's like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, this works. I'm like, So I'm like, I'm like surprised that A, I didn't get slapped, and B, that she's like into it. I'm like, well, okay, cool. So. We're back there negotiating physically.
not monetarily.
For the first time. And so, and we're kind of like, well, whatever, whatever. She's like, well, we've been hands-on with each other. And then I was like, well, the next step is that we fuck on garbage right now. You know, basically. And she's like, I can't do that. I have herpes. And I'm like I said, we've been pretty hands-on with each other. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, cool. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
So I gotta, like...
Go
like, hey,
wash up.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. And so we make out a little bit more. Then I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna beat it. And so I have to go, like, wash my hands. I'm just like, what the fuck? I was like, oh! I forgot. That was back there. That was like, that memory was repressed and gone. However, for the listening audience, I've tested clean.
Yes. For our high female demographic that listens to the show.
That is ready to have sex with all of us at any given time.
Wait, speaking of which, how's the 80 lays?
This is around the world in 80 lays.
No updates since the last time.
Dude.
No updates from the last time, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
That was our very natural punch-in because we had a
technical issue.
Technical issue.
Seamless, man.
Yeah.
Seamless. Like the pros do it.
I thought you were actually going to, like, go, because, like, I think you were about to say, you had a chance to fuck James Dean, is what you said, but it cut out of, like, G. So I thought you were going to punch it in and be like, just be like, James Dean?
James Dean?
Jay-Z? What?
Me and Jay-Z.
Well, Nick, I got an idea, man.
What's up?
I guess it depends how soon we can get this to press, but let's win a date with Nick Cross.
win a date. We tried this before, actually.
Oh, really?
No one
wants it. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Never mind. I had no idea. I'm not that up. I don't, honestly.
Did we try that?
Believe
before?
It or not, I don't. I don't
ago.
Really.
Maybe we should bring it back.
To these things. I try to forget when I record these as soon as possible for the reasons of like the hand herpes story. Yeah. Absolutely, do not want to relive. Hopefully, I'm drinking enough that it just didn't take, and so that I can just wake up.
That
tomorrow.
Memory will be back
like
to refresh.
I think he means like the herpes didn't take. Mm. But no, you've tested it clean, so it's that's good. Well, I tell you what, we'll have a not only a, it's like a contest. It's like double contest. Email to nickandmatt@gmail.com, nickandmatt@gmail.com, and let us know which one you'd like to go on a date with, Nick Cross or Will Pepple.
Hell no. You heard the hand herpes story. You don't want this.
But he only got it on one hand. His other hand is completely...
I'm just saying those are my expectations.
Yeah. Oh, right. Allie, herpes.
Allie, herpes.
Trash.
But people do that. People do that because I was at, what's that club in, I want to say it's in North Carolina, it's like Local 508.
Yeah. Local 506. I fucking hate that place.
Oh, well, that place is awesome.
That place is awesome. I had good times there. But
that
I was...
Gross fucking Chinese food grease trap by the loading door. There's just cockroaches everywhere. I mean, ugh.
All right, I don't know who you've been touring with, but that's pretty much standard.
like that's every place. Well, have you ever been to New York?
but I don't know. There's something just like a little
Vancouver?
Bit grosser.
Yeah, no, there's no needles back there. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, it's cool. Yeah. No piss bums.
I was there with Langhorne Slim one time, and it was a sold out show. And I was guitar tacking and merching and driving and TMing and everything, doing it all, and. It was so fucking packed that I couldn't get from like the side stage back to like the front of the house. I had to go like talk to the sound guy.
You have to go around.
So you have to go around through the alley. You have to go down the alley behind the string of buildings, mm-hmm. like to the end of the block, and then loop around. Basically, have to run a block essentially. So I'm doing this, and I come down to the end of the block, and at the end of that block is an auto repair place. And there is two people fucking on a pile of tires.
You told me about that, yeah.
And just going at it, and like
you were like, you slow up.
I was like,
I'm gonna have to stay here.
No, I didn't slow up, but I definitely veered around. Like, I was like, whoa,
wide okay, left. All right. That's all. Well, you know, it's you know, like, when it, we know when Chapel Hill, when there's something in the air, and Chapel Hill in the spring. It's,
why not get some steel belted radials up your ass? You're getting railed by some dude you just met at the fucking rock show.
Yeah,
you know?
That's pretty.
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
All right. Oh,
that's romantic right there.
Heady days of yore.
That is kind of like that exact same sort of like, and wide cut kind of thing happened. The second time I ever went to New York City, it was like on a Sam Lowry tour, and I was really paranoid about driving in New York City. I was sort of scared of it at first. So I would route my tour where I would stay with my friend in, was it Poughkeepsie or something? Like, it was sort of an upstate New York town. Play a show there, stay with him, and then I would leave my car at his place and take the train into the city and do a couple of shows in the city and then go back into my car. So the first time I'm coming into New York City on the train, get into Grand Central Station, it's fucking rush hour. There's like a million people, and I just see everybody in Grand Central Station sort of like partying. And I think there's like a kiosk or something there that everybody's like moving around. Nope. Fucking like 300-pound black homeless dude just jerking off in the middle of fucking Grand Central Station. Fucking pants at the ankle, just like, and no, everybody just like, okay, just like
no
one's right around,
no
you
one's
know,
stopping
like,
to do anything about
yeah.
that.
And so it's just like, and I just did the same, like, oh, all right,
hey.
I thought that might have been like a little you are here brochure, like kind of, and in a way it was.
Welcome to New York,
exactly.
Check out this bum jacking off in public. And you're like, and that was the least obscene thing you saw. Exactly.
Yeah. Was it? Well, the very first time that I ever went there was I was in my college ska band, and our friend...
Wait,
our
college ska band?
Yes! Yeah.
You know, I feel like if I put college in front of it, it like lessens the shame. So yeah.
I didn't know
Olive. It was college. Like,
I didn't know Olive Lucy toured.
We did tour. And yeah. No, we went to New York, and we didn't have a show in New York. We couldn't get a show, but we had a day off. And we played in Delaware, and our friend who lived there said, well, I'll just drive you up. Because our van was full of all of our shit and everything. So we jump in his van. He drives us in. We go to fucking Soho, like a pretty nice part. Even back in the day, still pretty decent.
Yeah.
We get out of the van. We're all like sort of excited Indiana kids. Like I think it was everyone in our band's first time going to New York City.
Oh, really?
Get out of the van. Walk around the corner. And this is, again, like noon on a weekday. Fucking homeless dude just shitting on the sidewalk. We're like, we made it! The dream is real, everybody.
That's right. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
So you've seen a homeless dude shitting and masturbating homeless, in New York.
And here's the thing, it was a couple years apart, but I think it was the same guy.
All right, I'm almost done with this Foster's.
Yeah, me too.
Jesus.
You said this is a two-parter, right?
It's a two-parter. We usually do it at the half, but we can go a little bit faster if you want. So anyway, so no luck on the Around the World in 80 Lays, but maybe that'll change. For this contest, email us at nickandmatt@gmail.com. Yeah. And
be black, because that's the shade of the rainbow.
Is that the racist comment?
It fits into the theme.
Okay.
Because that's the shade of the rainbow that I'm still attempting to...
Okay, gotcha.
But there are other shades you can do. So I guess maybe it's like either be black or be willing to wear blackface.
Does that count?
That counts.
Girl in blackface counts.
Girl in blackface, yes, it counts on your permanent record.
Wow.
All right.
Fuck that. Hell yeah. Let's go. Boom.
All right, so that's what Nick wants. Will, what do you want?
Right.
You want somebody in the alley. You want somebody that can fuck on a pile of trash in the alley.
I mean, I'm fairly loose.
Or like something similar, like, you know, inside of Matt Armstrong's house.
Done it.
Yeah,
it's over.
I went over there. Matt Armstrong no longer lives at the Triple Deuce, but he seems to be continuing that legacy at his new location.
It's a little nicer.
Give it time. Give it time. No, I went over there and they were taping their. Our friends are making this web series about like buddy cops. And it's totally ridiculous. And Birch went over to kind of like set the scene for their like shooting an interior shot. And it had to like they called for it to be like a shithole, and they had to clean it up to get it to the shithole stage. They thought they were gonna have to fucking throw some stuff around, and they actually had to straighten up a little bit because it was too much.
Wow!
You know, there's too many things in this shot. There's too much trash, garbage. I can't even focus on like the person.
Yeah.
The camera can't.
It's hard to see the people.
The camera can't make it through. Oh God!
You're fucking kidding me? No way! Unreal. Oh well. So, no, what's this buddy cop thing? Like, what's going on with that?
It's called Mudslide and Sunshine, I think. yeah. It stars Anne DeVilbiss and Jason Barrett. This is the two-parter. Well,
Dixie's just delivered Foster's
premium.
See, and
still, there's like, mine still has, like, look at the grime in that. Yours has got it, too, man.
Just use your shirt. Use your fucking shirt.
Dude, be a man for once.
I'm gonna rinse this off, too. Fuck off.
Jesus. Nice. Hey, get yourself a Fresca while you're up.
Like, what? Where did you get these?
I got them from Big Red, I think. Yeah, I don't. I was
the
drunk.
Sponsor. We like to thank Big Red.
We like to thank Big Red Liquors
for
sponsoring us,
blacking me out every day at noon when I'm in this fucking town.
Yeah. So the second part of our drinking challenge is Foster's Premium Ale. We started off with Foster's regular shitty ale, I guess. but this one is premium, so we'll see if we can tell the difference there.
Five and a half.
Five and a half. It's the same, isn't it?
This one says premium quality.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing. I don't know.
One has a green can and one has a blue can. That's basically the difference.
Anyway, the web series is a buddy cop drama that's...
I see the difference.
Oh, you do?
On the green can, it says ale with caramel color added.
Oh, there you go. There you'll be able to, taste the caramel.
The premium ale is caramel colored.
Yeah, well,
as opposed to the standard yellow piss color of regular Foster's.
This is like taking like a flu piss color. As opposed to the other one. Awesome.
But yeah, their web series is, it's, they're buddy cops, and one of them's a loose cannon, and the other one is, I guess they're both loose cannons.
One's by the book. One's,
well, I think they're actually both loose cannons. Is like
basically, Jason's character is just drunk all the time and like a mess.
Yeah.
And Anne is like supposedly like upbeat and
super cheery, but she's also like brutal. Yeah. She's sunshine. And she's the one that brutalizes suspects and things like that, but she's very happy go lucky about it. And I have a bit part in the very first episode. I play a bad actor cop. awful. They showed it back to me. I'm like, this is the... I mean, I look pretty good because, I, you know, you have these Irish features and you put a fucking police cap on top of me. Believable. Yeah. They're like, yeah, I can see it, you know. Yeah. But no, I'm awful. But
I get drunk on my shift and beat people in the alley.
Yeah, but I did get to spit on Jason Barrett's back. Professionally and not like personally for once. Yeah,
for once. As opposed to normal.
Oh, so I showed up drunk.
I can't believe you're still, I mean, you were asleep for 10 hours.
Yeah, man. I was drunk when I showed up to Bloomington. Man. And then I started drinking. I was so hungover yesterday that I made the Atlas open up early. I go there and
fucking, he texts me.
I bang on the door.
He just texts Atlas Ballroom.
And you text back, it's not open. I'm like, I'm at the bar. I'm like, they opened an hour early and I start drinking. And fucking, oh, fuck off. This I'm leaving tomorrow. This is my plus one.
You plus one yourself. That's amazing.
That was the noise that I heard this morning coming from his room when he woke up.
That's how he wakes up. good.
You got Mastodon tomorrow.
Ooh. Fuck yeah. Dixie, you want to go Mastodon tomorrow?
Maybe. Yeah.
All right, cool. That's a yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Fuck yes.
He's going to buy your ticket now.
I'm buying tickets.
Let me double check and make sure.
He's already bought 8.
Yeah. I've already bought 8. I'm buying 12. I'm going in for the 12.
I might. Where are they playing?
The Egyptian.
Oh, that's fine.
With fucking Red Fang and Dillinger
Skip. Oh, playing. Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah.
I definitely want to go.
Fuck
it. It's going to be ridiculous.
We just... we're still in the search for a DD.
You know, I might DD for that if you're gonna buy my ticket.
Well, I mean, you can just—I'd rather just get Jaeger drunk and scream "Brother Dime" with me.
Well, is that not what you meant by DD?
Designated drunk, yes.
Designated dime bag.
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh yeah, Brother Dime.
All right, what do we got going on?
I think I can do it. Yeah, because I have to go on Friday, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we just made plans.
That was our event section of the podcast.
I definitely made Denise watch Mastodon on Letterman like a couple weeks ago. Because I'll admit, I'm getting more into a get up early and not stay up so late. So, you know, I don't always make it to the musical guest on Letterman. I don't always make it to Colbert Report.
Nice.
I'm just kind of like, wow. I'm just going to go to bed. Fuck it. You know?
It's fine. It's 10 o'clock. It's way past my bedtime.
Yeah, it's more like 12:30.
Yeah, actually. Whatever.
But no. But yeah, I was just like, oh, we got to watch this. And she was not as impressed. I was just like, oh, they're so fucking good.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? They look like bums. It's amazing. They
cut their hair.
Folk music. It looks amazing. Oh, no,
they cut their hair and they look worse. Somehow. I was like, oh, fuck. I could see your face tattoo now. Yeah.
You need that like stringy grimy hair to cover up your face.
It's like when you have the shitty hair, just fucking it covers up all the fucking features and like fucking makes you look like a fucking demon.
They're like crack pipe burns on your cheek and shit like that.
Oh man,
I've heard so many fucking wild ass stories about that.
Well,
band.
that one guy like got in a fight with System of a Down and some other dudes that got his ass kicked. like which one is like one of the guitar like the guy who looks like has like the Nordic like tattoos on his face.
Yeah,
I guess he went up and started like talking shit to one of the guys in System of a Down, and everyone just kicked
and the whole band just kicked his ass.
Like it was like a gang fight.
You know those Armenians.
Don't fuck with them, man.
Like yeah, when they've been almost brought to the brink of extinction thanks to the Turks. They tend to like take that shit seriously and stick together.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because he was probably slandering Armenia so hard. Yeah. He was just like. He's like, hey, your band sucks. What about Armenia?
Well, System of a Down, I mean, they are, like, the they are Armenia.
That's all that's left. They're the only Armenians left.
Yeah, so if
you're you fuck it, I guess we'll form a band.
You diss the band, you diss the band, you diss Armenians.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Diss the band.
If anybody out there has the internet, you can go to Wikipedia for the country of Armenia.
And it'll just be a picture of System of a Down.
Just copy System of a Down's Wikipedia information over into the Armenia.
Oh, fuck.
There's just a whole section in the Armenia one. It's like war with Turks, extinction, System of a Down.
Yes. Aren't the Kardashians Armenian?
What?
I think they are.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's. I think they like.
So why isn't that bitch? Why haven't all those sisters just married the dudes from System of a Down?
Because the guys from System of a Down have too much class for that shit.
Come on, they're Armenians. How much class can they have?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Next racist moment of the podcast.
Against Armenians. Like, I don't even know any Armenians.
I know, that makes it even extra racist. Like, oh, it's a boundless prejudice.
Yeah, all right. You can't even like pretend to say, oh, I got Armenian friends. This is how we talk. He's like, no, that's fucking racist.
I don't even know where Armenia is. Somewhere near Greece and Bosnia and shit, right?
And here we have a new new segment, Mixed Drunk Geography.
That's my answer, actually, for every like, you ask me where a country is, I don't know, somewhere near Greece and Bosnia and shit.
I mean, politically.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't feel like I'm going to throw up anymore.
That's good.
Fuck off.
The Fosters is taking care of that fucking habanero sauce.
Yeah, no more heat panic going on.
So we should talk about this. Nick, you were out on tour with Murder by Death, sorry, and you went to Canada.
I went to Halifax.
You went to Halifax. My friend Kate, she's also known as a burlesque performer, Calamity Kate, was there. And she sent back a note for me, and it took you 3 months to give it to me.
No, we were in Halifax in like October. Come on, it was like 4 weeks tops.
I'm gonna read tops. No,
I can't believe that some hot burlesque performer gave me something and I don't remember it.
Well, I'm surprised that a hot burlesque performer gave you something and it's not sticky when you give it to me. No, but she sent me this note and I just want to read this aloud. And I met her the first Canadian tour I ever did. And then this is before she did burlesque. But she's just like, sent me this nice note. And she writes, I'll never forget the joke you told me when we met like 7 years ago. I think that joke was like, hey, do you want to go fuck in an alley? On a pile of trash?
Well, and she was like,
that's hilarious.
And you were serious.
You might have something going with this comedy thing. No, that's my pickup line.
And then the next line, yeah. Actually, the next line is more incriminating, but the next line is like,
come on, you gotta read
we'll
this.
Always think of you when I eat ice cream. Huh?
Hey!
I told her the penguin eating the ice cream joke where it looks like the
penguin. I don't know. Tell the joke.
It's a visual joke, but essentially a penguin eats a bunch of ice cream, and then a mechanic tells him that the thing that's wrong with his car is it looks like he blew a seal, and he says, no, this is just ice cream. He has ice cream all over his face. It's not a good joke to work.
Yeah.
It's good enough to make a lifelong friendship, though, with my friend Kate. So,
there you go.
Very nice.
Yeah, I guess it's fine then. All right. So thank you, Kate. Yeah. Not that I think you listen to this podcast, but because you do.
That the best part about that is that I saw like pop up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, hey,
sent you like the message, like, hey, did you get, I gave a note to Murder by Death's merch guy to give you. Did you get it? And then, like, Matt's like, I don't know, at Nicholas Cross. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, forgot about that.
I got that. Got that somewhere.
Still in my bag.
Yes, but now it's made.
Well, at least I didn't, like, just throw it away.
That's true. I appreciate that.
I, like, specifically kept it and meant to give it to you.
Thanks, I guess. Thanks. Anyway. So we have a segment here that we like to do called things that we're going to do and things that we're not going to do. It's a little something for the listener to, and Will's going to be here for he says 1 to 6 days. So he probably has a Bloomington pick in there, or maybe not, maybe something else.
But, Mastodon was already sort of...
Is Mastodon your pick?
Mastodon's my go-to.
It's your go-to pick?
100%. Gonna go to Mastodon. Gonna get Jaeger drunk. Gonna scream Brother Dime. Gonna fucking probably get kicked out before Mastodon. When Dillinger Escape Plan plays 43% burnt, I'm getting kicked out. Guaranteed. I'll be outside, bruised up from bouncers punching me in the face. And then I'll go to some Irish bar,
try and sneak back in, and then get kicked out again.
I'll go buy like a new T-shirt. I'll come in, and they won't let me in. And it's tragedy painted all over that tomorrow. Nice. Tomorrow's going to be a day that will live in infamy.
All right.
So, Nick, what's your thing that you're going to do?
Well, I figure between now and at this time, since Thanksgiving is next week.
Mm-hmm.
The next weekend after that is National Whiskey Day.
Okay, very nice.
So,
you want to explain that to the listeners who perhaps don't know?
If you don't know about National Whiskey Day, fuck off. but really...
Fair enough.
Yeah, you where the fuck have you been for 12 years? Because this is the 12th annual National Whiskey Day.
This is an awful description of what it is.
Basically, it's a glorious holiday. In which everyone brings their finest bottle of whiskey that they can personally afford to the party, and we all drink it. That's basically what it is.
One bottle.
Basically,
whoever has the finest bottle, the rest of them get smashed in disgrace.
Yeah, we drink all of the bottles until they are gone. Which can get real ugly.
Yeah, let's talk about some highlights of previous.
I've always described National Whiskey Day as like Murder by Death's Christmas party.
Yeah.
I'm like,
kind of.
It's kind of how I know everyone.
We get dressed up,
and it's like we get dressed up. Like the last time I went, I had a tuxedo with tails,
yeah.
And a fucking odd job hat. I was like, total asshole.
Was that at the Purple House?
That was the first, or
was it last year?
No. Last year I was.
Because I wasn't there last year. Either. Or no, wait, I was there last year.
It was 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Last year was the first year that they moved to Russian.
Yeah, now it's going to be at Bot and Jason and Nathan's house.
Bum Palace.
Yeah. So, basically, we can trash it without really worrying about it.
You'll show up and be like, oh, was Whiskey Day yesterday? What? Oh, no, it's okay, good. No.
I think they're going to try and hire the, what we did a couple years ago at the Purple House, where we actually had a girl come in and, like, hired a girl to come clean the house the next day. And, like, during the party, there was, like, a cup set out for people to put money in donate to the cleaning effort. Which, it came out pretty much right on.
The only
thing she didn't clean was Zach DePew's puke in the shower. Because
he puked before?
He puked in the shower.
Okay. And, so the day after you had to.
So when she came in to clean it.
They'll have to do a cleaning lady before.
Yeah.
Like, they need to. Yeah. Hey, see you tomorrow. Sorry.
That was the worst because that was the year I missed because I got snowed in the blizzard. And I fucking get home. I finally get home like the next night and I'm expecting the house to be gutted still.
Yeah.
And I walk in and I'm like, oh man. This is great. The house is clean. And then, like, they tell me, like, oh, yeah, the cleaning girl came. And she, like, mopped and swept and all the shit. I mean, like, the place looked better than it did before. And then I'm like, oh, man, I've been gone forever. I hadn't taken a shower in, like, 3 days. Because I've been snowed in like, fucking New York. And, like, I just didn't. Yeah. I was like, whatever. And so I'm like, I'm going to take a shower. And I fucking open the shower, pull the shower curtain back, and there's just vomit all over in the shower. And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
He's like, come on!
Like, Zach's just laying on the couch. He's like, oh yeah, that was me. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you didn't make the girl who came to clean this up, because that's fucked up. Yeah. Like, oh hey, yeah, you're sweet. You're like mopping, like, sticky whiskey off the floor. By the way, also, can you like clean the vomit out of the shower?
Yeah, we're just gonna turn on the hot water and just stomp the broccoli down the drain, right?
I made the ultra hungover Zach clean it up. I was like, you get the fuck in here and clean this now. And he's like, I'm gonna throw up more. It's like, I don't care.
Just don't throw up where you threw up. Just move 1 foot over and throw up in the fucking toilet. You fucking animal.
All over the inside of the shower.
Oh, man, dude. Was it Whiskey Day? Is that when...
Adam's gone to the hospital on 2 Whiskey Days.
Yeah, that's when he tried to climb up a fucking... The one where he, like, fell off the fucking...
The molding, like, door frame.
He had the deuce.
And he split his head open. Yeah. Then there was a time where you suplexed him.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a time that you sent him to
sometimes off. You just gotta suplex a motherfucker. That's how it goes. And then sometimes
when you're
a backyard wrestler professionally, and, you know, we had some real juggalo shit going on right there.
Oh my god, is it too late to make that the theme of this Whiskey Day? Everybody has to come in juggalo makeup?
Oh god. Oh man, that would be so terrifying. Can you imagine not
Rob
really?
Ross? Was Rob Ross fucking...
Rob Ross and Zach DePew were fucking.
Yo, they sent me a photo ICP. Of that, and I was like, this is amazing.
They went as ICP for Halloween.
And it looked amazing.
I gotta show you a photo, because I have one.
Holy fuck, dude. It's unbelievable.
It's perfect.
I was out on tour, and when I got, I was like, what is it? I was like, oh no shit. It was one where I was like, this is amazing.
Here they are.
They look so good.
Yeah, they look really authentic.
I know, yeah.
We're just laughing at a photo that no one listening can hear.
It's a photo of two of our friends dressed up in ICP.
I guess I'll just post it to the Facebook page.
You can post it to the Facebook page. I gotta tell you, I know that, I think Nick, though, you know Davey J. Sparrow, right?
Yeah.
Will, do you know Davey? Have you ever met Davey? He's a local guy. He does, like, roots music. He's very good, but he does kind of honky-tonk
stuff.
He does, like, honky-tonk, okay. Country or whatever. But he's always done that sort of, like, thing. He sort of has, like, that kind of, like, country twangy voice, even when he talks to you.
Yeah.
He and I had a temp job together where we were both, like, sitting next to each other on computers, like, dicking around doing, like, graphic design stuff or whatever that was really shitty. And his favorite thing would just go to Wikipedia and read a passage from the Juggalo entry on Wikipedia and be like, a juggalo is a, like, do it in his like country voice, you know? And just be like, this tears coming out of my eyes. I was like, please stop, please. I gotta work on this thing.
Dude, the face you just made is like, please stop, please, I have to work on this thing. Oh god,
we're almost there. We've almost made it.
Yeah,
brother Dime.
Dude, you are like powering through these Fosters. Like,
I do have some bourbon in there, and we can just move on to that to get us through the hour.
Are we gonna do an instant replay? Are we gonna do a session two?
No, we're not. No.
Thank god. For the first time, thank God.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is probably the first time you've been on the podcast where there wasn't two done back to back, actually, because you guys did two back to back.
We did two. I think and then the we first did two back to back.
Yeah, you did the
and
first
then,
time.
Oh,
and then
I was thinking about that fucking
then the New
that,
Year's
that
one
book
that
the other day. I was thinking about that. She was like
the Jaguar Princess. She's like,
oh man.
Was she like?
You know, it's
like
a good episode.
When I met the priest, and he acknowledged me, and he was like, I knew he knew that I was the Jaguar Princess. Oh god!
Oh man, this is turning into that episode, because it's just like giggling and like random yelling.
My favorite episodes are the worst ones to listen to. For anyone else, it's like, oh, anyone here 20 minutes at the end of just giggling?
Oh, fuck.
For those of you that don't know what Will just was talking about, it was a...
That was like episode 5, right?
No, it was a little bit later than that, but I believe it was the first episode that Will was ever on. So you can go through the archives, and the first one that you see that Will is on, you should listen to that one, because it's great.
Don't listen to the second one, because no one else has.
The second one was recorded directly.
It was basically
the first
this. That's been happening.
We went from drinking some kind of malt liquor beverage in the first one to gin.
Yeah,
we
were like drinking straight gin from Adam and Sarah's like liquor closet.
Shout out to our sponsors, Adam and Sarah. All right. So
I'm gonna sleep on this dog.
I haven't asked you guys this yet. So you told us what you're going to do. What are you not going to do?
What are we not gonna do?
I don't know. I'm not gonna not go back to Nightmares.
Oh, that's right. You guys didn't tell me. So when you went back the second time, when it's just you two.
And the strippers were all just like, oh, thank God you're back, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, no, were you guys, like, literally the only two in there?
There was a couple other guys. Oh, I almost got in some shit.
Oh, what?
You don't remember that?
Nope.
Oh, man. So this is like, I mean, I'm going to say this word. I don't give a shit. This fucking wigger comes in. I mean.
Oh, God!
I mean, like.
Power!
The definition, man. Definition. Like, you look at this guy and you couldn't even think anything else. Like, you can't think of it. And there's a stripper sitting on my lap. And she just looks at him coming and she goes, oh, fuck, this guy. Like, so she's like, he comes in there a lot and like is an asshole. And he comes in and he's like just eyeing everybody. And he kind of stops in front of me, or in front of us. I don't, you just clearly weren't paying any attention at that
no
point.
No idea.
First of all, can I just, what do you mean by wigger? Can you define that?
I'm not saying anything else about that, but
I don't know.
So he kind of like slows up as he walks like in front of our table, and he's just staring at me, like mean mugging the shit out of me, and I just look up and I go, why are you eye fucking me? And she's like, shut up, no, he wants to fight people, I'm like, I don't care right now, yeah. And he kind of like keeps walking, he's like just still staring, and she's just like, oh my god, she's like just, she's freaking out, she's like ready for this dude to like start some shit, and I hear him kind of come around behind me and starts talking to his boy, and like, I just hear like muffled like, fuck that guy, and I'm just like ready for it. I'm just like sitting there, just like, I'm like, just be prepared. Like, I ain't fucking backing down from this piece of shit. Like, and then he comes and sits at the table right next to us. And then she's just like, we're going to the couches now. And just like drags me away.
Wait, did you even pay for it? Did you get a free lap dance?
No, I paid for it.
Oh, okay. Oh, the whole scam worked out right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice, yeah. No, okay.
Give me $30. I'm going to save your life.
And then the dance is over, and I look over at Will, and Will's just sitting alone, just like with his head just like down. Like,
pass out, probably.
And yeah. she's like, so you want to go again? And I was like, I can't leave that man over there by himself. And she's like, ooh, yeah, you need to get him out of here. Like,
no, well,
and that was it. I just walked over and was like, let's go.
And then I woke up at noon.
I really, like, enjoyed, like, he had no fucking response. I was like, why are you eye fucking me, man? Like,
dribbling him a kiss. Alright,
I was gonna say, I don't know if you guys have been following the local news, we've had a lot
where
of
it's
shootings,
gotten crazy
shootings
here?
And stabbings on the south
side
of Clinton. Yeah.
Didn't someone stab the old lady
at the porn store? Yeah.
She wasn't that old.
She was 47.
Oh, yeah. No, someone said she was like 70-something.
Oh, no. An old lady got shot in the leg.
Oh,
walking
okay.
her dog on
okay.
the north side.
There we go.
But the white trash guy who he then killed the pizza dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
It was
the same
dude, but he claimed that he was aiming at her dog.
Yeah,
and missed.
Well, he hit her leg. I mean, that's theoretically.
Oh, no, that's good. Cool.
I
was just hanging out in the park, and I decided I was going to shoot the next person's dog who was walking.
The thing is, like, so that happened, and that was one guy, and then there was like another guy that tried to rob the like
Garden of Eden.
Yeah, not a porn store. It's like a lingerie, sex toys shop.
Porn store.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he stabbed and killed the woman who was working. And then, like, I literally, you know, I hear sirens every fucking day and every night now. It's, like, crazy.
It's the economy, man.
It's, like, the fucking economy. Wild
Well, you know what?
I saw a thing today.
Somebody posted a thing online today, a news article from, like, Business Week or some shit, and I read it. And it was the 20 most unequal cities in America as far as, like, wealth. Bloomington, Indiana, number one.
I think that is bullshit, because I think what they have is skewed by the number of students that we have in this town.
Oh, I'm sure. But I think that there's a lot of pretty poor people here.
No, there are. But there are a lot more, way more poor people with a lot less social services in other towns.
Oh, yeah.
The only difference is then we have, like, an IU president who makes fucking $500,000 a year before bonuses. Mm-hmm. Before, like, perks and stuff like that. We have a coach who makes $1 million a year. Like, we have those guys that are skewing the top.
Well, yeah, there's so few guys in this town that make a shitload
of
money.
Well, exactly. You have your very few, you know, you have your John Mellencamps.
Yeah.
You have your Ken Nunes.
Yeah, I wonder if John Mellencamp's, factored into that.
He lives in Bloomington, so why would
I don't know. He lives out by the lake, though, so I don't know if that's...
Bloomington metropolitan area, yeah.
Okay, it's considered.
I'm getting all weirdly statistical on your
end. Yeah, well, you know...
But I know some shit.
You have the... You have the government connection.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, the Cook family. You know,
oh, yeah, that guy's rich
Cook,
as fuck.
Well, Bill Cook passed away, but his wife, you know, is like a Forbes, you know, like, yeah. They're a wealthy family. They do nice things with it. They do good things with their money, but anyway, so I think that report, yeah. I just hate everybody's jumping all over. He's like, this is why I can't find a good job. I was like, well, no.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying the growing, we're getting all political here at the end.
Yeah.
But like the growing number of like.
We're finally getting like, what's the meat and potatoes of this yeah. podcast?
Dude, there's still beer in there. Drink that
beer.
Yeah. Drinking some of this beer.
Okay. The growing number of like pretty, like of people who are like poor and desperate.
Yeah.
All over the country, like, it's people are getting fucking nutty, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, there's definitely that is definitely happening, but, I mean, there's also, you know, there's... oh, my God, you have your entire second beer. What the fuck?
I have a lot of it, yeah.
All right.
No,
fuck off.
How are you doing? I got three...
You want me to pour some of this in there?
No, I'm fine. I'm just going to get a little something. You guys talk.
All
right. Talk about inequality and, like, social...
No, fuck that shit. Talk about racism and strippers!
Well, people are going fucking nutty in Bloomington. That's what's happening.
Well, no, it's like I was in Chicago, and I was talking to Leslie Deckard.
Deckard, yeah.
And she was definitely like, yo, Bloomington is, like, going crazy right now. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, there's been, like... fucking muggings and like murders and someone got lost or there's some missing girl. I guess.
Oh yeah, that happened over the summer.
But she
just OD'd on drugs and the people she were with got rid of her.
Did they find her?
No.
Okay, but they're pretty.
Everybody's pretty sure that's what happened.
But I mean, I've been hanging out in this town for like 10 years and it's been like, oh, it's a sleepy little town, yeah, not close to a fucking highway. It's like, I mean to like an interstate.
Yeah, you don't often have to worry about shit.
And it's, well, I town. Still honestly don't worry about shit.
No, I don't either. No.
We did it for the James Dean episode. We might as well do it for this.
Dixie's just brought us shots of whiskey.
Shots.
It's bourbon, to be exact.
Okay. Well, what are we drinking here?
We're drinking to the fall, Evan Williams,
okay.
Kentucky's first bourbon, my favorite. Here's to the downfall of Bloomington.
Yeah.
It started with this podcast, and...
basically, that's you can really tie it all back to that.
I feel like a horse piece of... I hate it.
Sorry,
horse
what was that?
Piece of... I hate it.
Yeah, you feel like a horse piece of... I hate it. All right.
Horse pizza. I hate horse pizza. Goddamn.
I asked you guys to get back on board with the fucking titties and racism, and you guys just went back to the... No, we're
so,
not gonna...
What else can I talk about?
Well, I'm fucking drunk. not unscripted review, it's the... what is the...
Preemptive review.
Preemptive?
Yeah, what was the thing that we used to
it's
do?
It's the... Preconceived notion okay. reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Preemptive review. I'm in the ballpark.
Preconceived notion reviews.
This is a, this is, it's
this.
A bit we haven't done in a long
we
time.
We haven't done this bit in a while. I think we should bring it back.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to go with Immortals. I'm just like right off the top of my head.
The film Immortals. It came out 11/11/11.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've seen a lot of previews for it.
Sure. And what is your uninformed review of that movie?
I think it's 300. With Mickey Rourke's ass. I feel very confident that at some point Mickey Rourke's ass is going to make an appearance in that film.
Okay.
I think they're taking 300 and all the like homoeroticism that was involved and just they're going to up the ante with Mickey Rourke's ass.
Can I just point out the fact that you've not done your shot of whiskey.
I just sipped some of it.
And you're also just eating a cracker. You fell off, son.
Hey, man.
You done fell off.
Hey, you didn't drink with us last night. Fuck off.
Oh, I drank with us. I'm way ahead of the game. Yeah.
Will was like laughing at everybody, yeah. And he drank with
us. I'm like sweating right now. I'm so like...
And I had the habanero fucking... heat panic. I started this thing with heat panic. I got through two beers and a shot of whiskey. I'm drinking your fucking beer right now. You're not drinking whiskey. And I'm crazy.
I've never pretended to be able to hold a candle to you.
I'm gonna fucking jump out a window into that bush.
See, and that's what I'm avoiding. Because yeah. I have to drive us home after this.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
There's,
well, yeah.
It's cool. It's cool. All right, so...
I feel like a dumpster. So, with everything inside the dumpster as well.
Is on fire.
Refuse.
Yeah, I'm dumpster fire. Old dumpster fire Willie right here.
And by old dumpster fire means he'll fuck you in an old dumpster.
The only
or at least herpes. Get a herpes handy.
Yeah. Herpes handa. God, I totally forgot about that fucking story.
Yeah.
Oh God!
I think we should end the episode on just Will yelling, "Oh God!"
I mean, I'll do
wait,
it again.
No, somebody else, no, do a preconceived Will, notion
what's
review.
What's a preconceived notion review? Will?
Well, something. I don't know.
I don't even know what's going on.
It's a film. It's a book that's been nominated for the Pulitzer. Something that you don't know anything about, but you'd like to give us a quick review.
Honestly, a new record
coming out.
I'm entirely ignorant to anything coming out. Like. The Immortals, honestly, you know what? The
only thing... I'm gonna give you something, and you give me. I'm gonna give you a plot of a preview that I saw.
Okay, you give me something. I'll give you one word. Give me something again. I'll give you another word. Let's do five. Give me five things.
Okay, five things. Words. Jennifer Aniston.
Dumpster.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Bromance.
All right. Romantic comedy.
Dumpster again.
Hippie commune.
Fuck off. One word.
David Wayne.
David
Wayne. He directed Hot American Summer. He was in The State.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. David Wayne is directing a movie, or it's coming out, directed a movie starring Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd. It's a romantic comedy where they're a married couple whose like life is in flux. They end up on a hippie commune.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that's another word. One word.
Yeah, I bet it's probably good because David Wayne is directing it.
Yeah,
I've seen the preview. It looked like the most unwatchable piece of shit I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and it has all of like the State people in it, like Ken Marino and
Terry Kinney, trailer,
like all these people.
And I was just like,
the jokes were so fucking awful.
You know what? Do me a favor, just drink that fucking whiskey. God damn it. Nick's still holding like a half a shot of whiskey. He's like smelling it
daintily. There he goes.
God, it's evaporating faster than you're drinking.
Oh, come on now. All right, fine. Fuck off.
Peer pressure.
No, yeah, that's right.
You failed. You failed the peer pressure test. All right, so maybe it's going to suck. I don't know. All right, so this has been episode 25.
You don't have one?
Oh.
Go a couple minutes over and give a preconceived notion review.
My preconceived notion review is Jack and Jill from our friend Adam Sandler. Also starring Adam Sandler. He's reached the Eddie Murphy period of his career.
Yeah.
Where he's going to start playing multiple characters.
That, by the way, apparently has like a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's half of what The Last Airbender bottomed out at. That's telling you something about Jack and Jill right there.
I was going to say that it looks awesome. but maybe I will take that back now. I don't know. I don't want to get a golden raspberry.
I kind of want to get... I mean, it's already going to get a Razzie. I kind of want to go see it now because it's so bad, apparently.
What if we just made it into, like, a cult movie?
like The Room?
Like The Room.
Well, I mean, for a moment, I kind of thought, like, Rob Schneider is the guy who will do anything.
Yeah.
Anything like what was it when he's like the hot chick, isn't he like the hot chick?
The hot chick,
and then he was the animal. I think
he even made like the animal too or something.
Literally
like that.
Do anything now. It's like, I'm like, Adam
Sandler will do
really?
Anything.
Like,
Adam Sandler's dropped down.
I'm like, there's some comedic genius. Like, I love like Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, like,
yeah,
amazing movies. I'll say it, I'll put it on fucking whatever.
No, they're great,
it's amazing. I love them. They're great, and like, I'll never turn them off. Like, if I'll get like, oh hey, I'm gonna go out and try to cure cancer today. Oh wait, Billy Madison's on. Oh, well, I guess I'm gonna sit home. You know, you know, whatever.
Those are cable movies that they come on.
I will not
Cancer Boy.
Yeah, those movies are like tracker beams, and I'll watch them no matter what. But like, fuck, man, really? It's like I saw the preview actually. Yeah, and I'm just like, this looks so bad.
Like, you know, here's my thing is, like, the trailer for Mr. Deeds looked awful to me, but there are so many moments in it that are so great, and it's mostly thanks to John Turturro.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes
sneaky.
That fucking movie.
Very
so, like, maybe there's something like that in Jack and Jill.
I don't think there is.
Fuck, all right.
I think if there was, somebody would be saying something about it, other than this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
I forgot that movie was actually around.
Yeah. Winona Ryder is looking kind of babe-like in it.
Very baby.
She's
not been babyish.
Yeah. Would you
sucking itself, fella.
So Will is now taking it upon himself to finish Nick's second beer. By second beer, we mean third and fourth, because these Foster's cans are literally two beers. They're 24 ounces.
They're a pint and 9.4 ounces.
They're 25 fluid ounces.
So they're a little bit over two beers.
Yeah, exactly. So
really, I've had three beers, and Will's trying to have my fourth.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so we should probably wrap it up. Any words of wisdom?
Well,
folly.
I still think we should win a date for Nick Cross.
Win a date for Nick Cross?
So
you're bowing out of the competition.
I think Nick Cross needs a date.
I could use a date.
And you know, we're going to even...
You know what? Friday night, if you stay... Okay, we do mess on Thursday. Friday night...
he's been roping me into, staying one more day in town.
On Thursday, Friday night, I will chauffeur... And I'll put $100 in on this date. Fuck that. I'm in. DD this date, and I will fucking beat $100 for whatever it takes.
Do you hear that? Ladies, you could make $75 on this date. Because you know he's not taking anywhere nice.
Fuck that, man. We're going to Scholars. We can get some good drinks. Some good food.
Hey, whatever you want. I'll rent a tux. I'll drive. Dude, I'm going to pay for this fucking thing.
You heard it here first?
Friday night, I will DD this.
This is like a
date.
Drunk Will Pebble thing where, this reminds me of, when we went to the Eagles of Death Metal, and you were trying to bribe me to throw a beer bottle at the lead singer, and, the money, it just kept, it kept getting bigger and bigger. It was like, I'll give you $100. I'll give you $500. I'm going to go to the ATM right now and get out $1,000. I will bail you out in the morning, too. It was just it just kept and then you got so mad at them for sucking live that you just stormed out.
Such a terrible band.
And then you threw up in the alley.
That's how it rolls.
That's been episode 25.
Oh God! Brother Don! I'm gonna sleep on your fucking dog bed. I'm done.